It's Saturday, the 30th of January, 11:20 a.m. A wonderful, glorious, long lie in bed. Almost 12 hours in bed. It would be fantastic if I'd been able to say 12 hours sleep, but it wasn't too bad actually. 59% of my sleep was in deep sleep. That's pretty good. It's pretty good. No matter. So, almost noon. I haven't had breakfast yet. We had that storm yesterday. Gertrude. That storm. All day again. Terrible day. Oh my goodness. Driving, wind and rain. And wind and rain. This morning, we've still got the wind, although it's not as severe, obviously, because Gertrude apparently is swinging away northeast towards Shetlands. Poor old Shetlands. But we had snow. A bit of a blizzard started last evening. No, it was during the night actually, because there was no snow when we went to bed. It's when I got up during the night and I noticed that there was a different colour of light coming in through the bathroom window. And it was snow. Not a lot, to be honest. In fact, the pathways are clear, it's only lying on grass and bins. And this morning, when I opened the door to throw out some granola. Normally I place it, but because there were so many birds down in the garden, I thought I'd just chuck a handful out. And Mrs. Blackbird heard the door going. And as I went to throw it about 15 feet away, she flew straight to my feet at the front, at the doorstep here at the back door. As if to say, give me. But so many birds down this morning because of the conditions. It's really cold this morning. It's bright, the sun's shining, and fairly clear skies. It's a lovely morning. It's very cold, mind you. But so many birds down. Even the magpies came down, the crows were down, the big birds, as we call them. The big wood pigeons and collar doves. There's a starling, a stucky, on the suet feeder at the moment, and the wonderful, glorious wee goldfinches are on the Niger feeder. I'm actually stopped just outside the back doorstep because if I stand where I normally stand, it may stop the wee birds from getting some grub. It's a great tip. Beautiful, beautiful wee birds, their colours. That black and white face like a penguin without the waddle. So, a good sleep, a good long sleep. A lovely morning. Cold as it is, but a lovely morning. Better than all that damn rain. So I'm feeling good this morning. Actually, I'm feeling pretty good. Best I've felt for a long while. Yes, maybe it was the fact of getting up out of bed in daylight. Negative side of this morning is my tea. Believe it or not, it's gone cold already. It's almost as cold as my hand. But feeling good, I'm going to take a walk over to the surgery through the parks after I get to the senior citizens fry up to pick up my wife's prescription before they close at 1. So that'll be nice. I'll get a nice stride out in this beautiful, fresh, snowy, breezy, cold day. I was going to say morning, but it'll be afternoon by the time I do that. It'll be after 12. Well, afternoon does mean after 12, doesn't it? But anyway, it's looking beautiful this morning. The clouds that are in the sky are high altitude and flying across northwesterlies. So heading southeast down to Northumberland, I guess. Yes. Going to have a lazy day. We agreed on that yesterday. In fact, I don't think there was any danger of being anything else but a lazy day. I had a really busy day yesterday, really busy. I didn't get back from, I had 3 or 4 things to do yesterday. I headed out before 10 and didn't get back home till after 4. No, it was nearly 5 before I got back. And the last task wasn't a task at all. The last place I was at for about 3 hours was Andrew's Farm, which is to be its medicine. It's. My wife knows this, I don't need to say it. I've only got to get a call from Andra saying there's a wee problem and I'm off as quick as I can get there because it's medicinal. It's. Yes. Brightens up any day. Working there. Friendly chat. Jenny was my apprentice yesterday. Andrew was too busy tending to other things. George and Jim were moving beasts, shuttling beasts from one shed to another, so they were tied up with all that. So Jenny was my laddie yesterday. We had a good weather. And I came home with a present. A baggy barley straw. For the pond. But anyway, I am feeling absolutely wonderful this morning. Going to take a note of this day. Hopefully replicating it so many times through 2016. Yeah, that'd be wonderful. Well, Mrs. Blackbird, you've had your fill this morning. My wife watches out after every Christmas for the Christmas puddings being crashed in price to get rid of them. So she picked up one yesterday for 29 pence. I chopped it all up this morning and put it out for the birds. I guess she was first to get to it. Yeah, Mrs. Blackburn. She's just in front of me. She's picking up the wee bits and pieces. Isn't that right, my dear? I should actually say, is that alright, hen? Yeah, she's right at my feet. Isn't bother. I should actually say right hen, because that's after all what we call girls. Sometimes women. Right you are, hen. Thanks, hen. Hen's so affectionate. I know maybe younger generations will take that the wrong way and say, I know you're bloody hen, or actually, I know you're feckin' hen. And I'll use the polite version of effing there. But it is, it's endearment, and they all take it all their angry, you know. Those with a bit more sense in their head realise it's meant in a nice way. And after all, a female blackbird is a hen anyway. Yeah. Obviously I'm in a fairly buoyant mood, eh? Tea's going off because it's useless. Right. I'll go in and set the fire. I'll light the fire. Yes. No song about that. I'm going to go in and set the fire and let my wife get on when her hair's dried, making senior citizens fry up for two, please. Thank you very much.